Today's episode is a little different. I had the privilege of doing this interview with Roxy Samnang, a debate champion and all-around remarkable young woman, while I was visiting Cambodia earlier this year. I hope you enjoy.
So her dream job, it really regards to the doctor. So that she could treat everyone, especially the community people in her community. But after she see the major concern within this community regarding to building the human resource, it need more support in terms of the right person in order to teach and educate those young generation. It really matters. That's why she turned her direction from being a doctor to be a teacher in order to address with this kind of main issue in her community.
Thank you so much for being here today. My name is Shalane, and I work with FH Canada, and I have the privilege of hosting a podcast. It's called Ending Poverty Together, and we love to hear stories of people who are experiencing change in their lives and who are making a difference in their communities. So would you introduce yourself to me and to our listeners?
Okay, chăng ôn ai chui lại cái nạn than này nón khuôn tí tết nằm bay ở cột bàn đằng phong hay tầm đằng miền chỉ mùi nẹt đại cột đằng snap đằng không podcast nằm cột bàn đằng này.
Chà, này nào anh? Chị đẹp xưa.
Okay, so my name is Say. I am a youth volunteer study in Tuk Lek Secondary School.
Thank you. And I understand that you have been volunteering with FH in many different ways for quite a long time. Could you tell us about that?
First of all, I applied to be a youth volunteer in order to enable me in order to teach the other children in this community. Since then, I start working in this activity. After I have been engaged with FH activity, I start to have more chance in order to involve in the community development and then with the different of the stakeholders like the department of this education and the community people and the other leaders in here.
And how did you first become involved with FH?
Okay. So first of all, I used to resident in Tasim village and then register as the child partner there. But after I relocated to the new community in this Tuk Lek, and then I grow up and then I become a youth volunteer after I'm actually participate in the FH program. And then I could teach the other children in this community.
Okay, so you were originally a child partner?
Yes.
And did you participate in the children's clubs as well as a child?
At that time, there was no any youth volunteer there, just only the children and then attend for the children club and then go to ride and then study together there. And since she was 3 or 4 years old that time.
Okay. So she was very small. Okay. And when you have been involved with the youth activities and the volunteer leadership positions, what have you learned and how have you changed?
After I have been involved with that FH activity and the children club, it's upgraded me to have more confidence in order to teach the other children in the club. And among the community, she have upgraded regarding to her ability in order to meet and then communicate with the others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, regarding to involve with FH staff in this community, she know regarding to the other activity in terms of health and sanitation, how to put it in practice, and then build more confidence in terms of her communication.
Mm-hmm. Before we started this conversation, I asked if you were nervous, and you said you are not nervous. Tells me you have confidence in your communication. I also happen to know that you have been involved with some debate. Would you please tell me, how did you get involved and what are some of the opportunities you've had through debate?
So it has 3 stages in order to reach to that level. The first at all in regards to the school debate. And then among the four group, okay, after they won, and then they move to the next round as the community level. And after they won that stage one more, and then they move up to the last one at the national stage.
Okay. So three different stages.
Yes.
And they've won all three stages?
So it have the different level. The first one is the first round up, the second round up, and the third round up. Mm-hmm. And then the mid. Okay. The mid round. Okay. And then the last one is the final stage. So they reach to the middle stage.
Oh, congratulations.
What she learned the most regarding to this debate competition, it means that she have chance in order to do more research. Okay, and then try to look for more ideal information in order to come up and then brings to a debate with the others.
Okay, so what kind of topics are you debating? In
terms of this topic, it's not free of topic. It was chosen by the Ministry of Education, Youth and Sport. So when it rounds up, and then they're going to pick up, and then they're going to work based on that topic that they have chosen, have gotten.
Okay. So what was your favorite topic that you were given?
Okay, it regards to the rubbish. Okay, a challenge around the city, Phnom Penh City. The challenge of the waste management in Phnom Penh City.
Challenge of waste management. So what was your position? What was your argument?
Okay, so they come up with the three main elements. The first one, those that they work at that field. And then the people that they use, and then they throw the rubbish. And then the last level is regarding to those people that they gonna be mindful at the household, how they gonna control within that. The main thing is regarding to the household awareness. So when they are aware in terms of that, they're going to know how to manage their waste properly.
Mm-hmm. How many were on your team?
There are five members.
Five members?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Wonderful. And do you practice together as a team?
Mostly they're gonna rehearse their practice all together, and like her, she study close to this community, so mostly she's gonna go to Swiler school in order to rehearse with her team.
So you talked a little bit about some of what you've learned. What do you think the debate experience is going to help you with as you get older?
So what you have learned within this one, it means that how this kind of debate is gonna shape her, build more confidence. So within her communication with the others, notice that or rely that her improve much more better in terms of confidence in order to break up, speak up among the others. And the other side, it means that how to rest up regarding to the idea in order to support your debate topic. So both between the controversial ideas or agree ideas, so all between these two, it means that it's gonna come up with the other new suggestion or the other recommendation in order to deal with that issue altogether.
Mm-hmm. So it's you mentioned again your confidence and being able to speak up. So you are a young woman in this community. Where do you think it's important for you as a young woman to be speaking up?
She said that the first thing is regarding to her self-pride. Okay, while she's the one woman that attend with the other group and even with the other different men within the group, but she could got that chance in order to move forward. Yeah, so this one is how she gonna be enable in order to break that record and then let the other know that the girl even could do that kind too.
So she's being a role model for other girls and showing people that girls can do this. And are there particular issues that she feels like she will use her skills to speak up about?
Okay, so what the specific skill that she have learned within this debate competition? It's regarding to doing research. So whenever you do that kind of research in terms of the data, make sure it's be accurate regarding to the date, the number, and even the location that you're gonna bring it up to discuss and debate with the others.
Mm-hmm. So the research and the data and making sure that you have accurate information?
Yes. Okay, yes. Yeah, that's correct. It's the resource, where the resource come from. Like, for example, in terms of the education related, the quote better take from the education minister so that it's going to be more relevant and then powerful in order to support her finding.
Have you thought about what you might like to do after you finish school?
Okay, ចឹងកូនមានអីនៅក្នុងចិត្តលើថានៅពេលដែលយើងចប់ថ្នាក់រៀនអីទៅអ្វីដែលយើងនឹងមានគម្រោងបន្តអីតទៀតអញ្ចឹង
ពេលរៀនចប់មែននេះគ្រូពេលដែលខ្ញុំរៀនចប់គោលដៅ
មក her dream job it really regarding to the doctor so that she could treat everyone especially the community people in her community. But after she see the major concern within this community regarding to building the human resource, it need more support in terms of the right person in order to teach and educate those young generation. And then her mindset, she start try to be flexible in main demand in terms of the community as the thought coming regarding to the number of the teachers, it really matters. That's why she turned her direction from being a doctor to be a teacher in order to address with this kind of main issue in her community.
Mm-hmm. So you are choosing your career, your job path based on what your community needs. That's very admirable. What age children would you like to teach?
ចឹងអូនចង់បរៀនផនក្មេងៗថ្នាក់ទី1ដែរ
ចង់បរៀនអនុនេះគ្រូ
secondary
school do you like to help students learn how to do debates
មានដូចជាយើងបង្រៀនពួកគាត់ឲ្យ
yes she gonna use her talent in term of this debate competition in orders to bring its input into her futures that she can build everyone in term of self confidence. So she rely that the children in her community, they know about those lessons equipped with all the skills, but because of they got stuck of self confidence, so why she would love to build everyone with the confidence if she is able to be a teacher.
That's beautiful. I am just want to tell you that in Canada, my husband is a university professor and he teaches communication. And one of the courses that he teaches is debate. And he also teaches public speaking. And you are learning these skills. You have learned many of these things. And what he finds is that his students who have that, they have confidence, then they can speak up. And they can use those skills in many different professions. So he will be very excited to hear your story. So if you had an opportunity to talk to other children in your community or in other communities, what would you tell them? What is some advice for other children?
What she would love to say to all of them, the first one, you mean that learn it, do it, okay, and then practice it so that no one that is not capable to do anything, so everyone can do that.
And what would you like to say to adults?
So she also would like to call to the parenting support in order to be involved by encouraging for the children that the parents just say that, oh, it's your school, it's your learning progress. So it's quite an incentive for the children in order to moving forward in terms of their education journeys. So yeah, besides the teachers, so parents is quite important that they could take part and then it bring more impact for the children.
that's wonderful advice, whether your children are in Cambodia or in Canada or anywhere else. What else would you like to tell me about yourself?
It had one time that her parents asked her to drop out of school when they migrated to work in Thailand. But she tries to raise up and then convince her parents in order to, please, let me go to school. She's gonna try her best in order to bring more learning progress and show about her achievement within that one. And after she tried to persuade her parents from time to time, then they say that, okay, you just study and then ask what you do like that. And let's see like that.
Mm-hmm. So she's telling me that she used her debate skills with her parents.
Yes, she really used her perspective of public speaking skill in order to convince her parent in order to believe so. So first of all, that time, what she realized is that among the 16 students, there were only two children that they were supposed to go to school. That's why it's so low with that rate. And then she said that, okay, let's try from her back in order to convince her parent to understand about that first. And then when she saw in terms of her commitment, determination in terms of that, so yeah, it could change in terms of their mind and then let her move her next step for this.
Mm-hmm. How did you know as a child that education was so important?
She just observed as the kid. I mean that no more teachers there. No more children access school like that. And then in this Tasim community, those that were able to access education is quite low compared to the other. They just brought the teacher, even the educator in the community from outsider. So it really the major priority that the committee need to be addressed. And she could
see that as a child
since she was young.
Yeah, very perceptive.
Này có khả dương biên ác mật đại cất đoan trời mình tăng tăng với không ai nào She said about her experience when she was young. You know already her parents, that went to Thailand in order to generate their income. And then the neighboring that live close by her, they start to come and then pop something. Your parents left you already. Just left you here and stay like that, okay, do not pay much, or just neglect you like that. So they keep saying this one, but she doesn't care at all. Suddenly she knows herself the best, and then try from her best in order to convince her parents.
So she had some other people trying to convince her not to go to school?
Kind of lockdown.
Oh, looking down on her because her parents had gone?
Yes. Okay.
And yet she found something inside herself to be strong and courageous and go to school.
So for her, that's correct. It doesn't matter whatever everyone talk to her or look down to her. But it really did for her younger sibling. When someone said, and then they really got impacted. Okay. Based on that one. But she tried from her best in order to comfort her younger sibling in order to didn't care about all those this and that.
Mm-hmm. So you were being very strong yourself and you were also comforting and encouraging your younger siblings.
Yes, from time to time, she just keep motivate her other sibling to go to school and do your best. And then she said that among the three children within her family, they all go to school altogether. Yes, and two with her, they stay with her, and the other one with her mom, but still they access school.
Okay, wow. So your encouragement paid off. So as we finish our conversation together, I am wondering, what is your hope for your community?
What she hope the most area is going to have more resources as educators rather than just what it from the other municipalities. It means that the local people, they are also the main resource in order to do so and play that role.
Well, thank you. Is there anything else that you would like to say before we finish?
What she would like to say is thanks to FA staff in order to that they frequently come and then encourage her in order to do their best in order to attend school. So from time to time, it really inspires her, okay, about her goal in order to reach and then flourish within that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, thank you for being a role model and for inspiring not just people within your community, but for inspiring people in Canada as well. Akun.
Akun Chanahan.
Thanks for joining our conversation with Roxay today. And a special thank you to Nalin Kun for translating. If you would like to find out more about Food for the Hungry Cambodia, start by checking out fhcanada.org.